Your rights. Point A. You will be treated in a professional, courteous, and caring manner that respects and appreciates differences related to your race, ethnicity, national origin, gender, religious, cultural, or linguistic background, sexual orientation, age, disability, personal values, and economic status. Point B. Your personal privacy will be respected and confidentiality protected. Except where we have a legal obligation, and we will explain to you what this means when you use our service. Point C. You have the right to use our service if it matches your need and what we are funded to provide. Point D. We will work in partnership with you to identify your needs and develop a plan with you and other agencies to meet your needs. Point E. You have the right to put forward a complaint and we will respond in a confidential, respectful, and timely way. Point F. We will inform you of your rights and responsibilities when you receive a service from us. Point G. You will be provided with opportunities to take an active role in the decision-making processes of our service. Point H. We will provide you with a range of suitable referral and support options so you can make an informed decision on which service you prefer to work with. Point I. We aim for you to feel safe and we will have systems in place to ensure protection from harm. Point J. You can expect our service to meet health and safety requirements. Point K. We will regularly ask for your opinions and will seek suggestions on the services we offer. Point L. You will receive the same quality and level of service regardless of your gender, religious, cultural, or linguistic background, sexual orientation, age, disability, or family status. Point M. If you have a child under 16 years, you have the right to have their needs considered and linked to a suitable service.